Good morning and welcome back to Biz Talk. We're very glad to be back on the air again after two Badger bumps, and we're glad that you're with us this morning. It's a beautiful sunny morning this morning, but we have a great show for you. Our guests this morning are Lance Schmidt and Val Wills. They're the president and the marketing coordinator for the Fox West Chamber of Commerce. So we're going to learn about the Fox West Chamber of Commerce and the great value they bring to the business community in this show this morning. First, we want to welcome you back to our program. And, Randy, we got bumped two times by the Badgers, but they won twice, so it was worth the bump.
Yeah, it seems to work out so far. Just now I have to retrain me 2 weeks away without being on the show, and I have no idea.
Well, we'll have a lot of fun training. We're going to talk a little bit about the SCORE chapter. Our SCORE chapter is located in the Fox City's Chamber of Commerce building in downtown Appleton. Our SCORE chapter has been in the Valley for probably since the early 80s. We have about 40 mentors in the chapter. We offer expertise in various areas to help business owners get started and or grow their businesses. And those areas include accounting, banking, cash flow, marketing, IT area, HR, strategic planning. So if you're starting a business or you're in business and you're looking for some advice, contact SCORE at foxcities.score.org. The services of SCORE mentors are free. There's no charge. All of our mentors are experts in their fields, and they're screened, and they want to give back to the business community. Our SCORE chapter has a market area from Appleton down through Oshkosh and into Fond du Lac. We service an 8-county area. We have a pretty active mentoring unit, 40 mentors. And in addition to doing the different mentoring that we do, we also have some seminars and we have some workshops. Randy, tell us about the upcoming Simple Steps program.
Okay, we'll give this a try one more time here and see if I should be on the air now. Mm-hmm. We had a little technical difficulty the first time out there. Okay, things are fine. Yes, to bring you up to date as to what we're going to be doing for the Simple Steps program, we have a 5-part program that we do, which covers all of the different things that you need to know about when it comes to starting your business. The first program is going to be on the Thursday, September 19th.
Yep.
It's at 8 o'clock in the morning at the Copper Rock coffee
That's
shop.
That's a nice little coffee shop.
It's a great coffee shop.
Nice,
they have a beautiful room for us on the side. We can take as many as 30 people in there.
They have good eats there.
And we provide food. Well, we provide good coffee, schnecks, and lunch. Mm-hmm. For this one. So
how much is that?
$25.
For the whole thing?
For the whole thing.
Wow.
So anyway, we'll
That's
be going
good.
Over the basic concepts of being in business, what it takes to be an entrepreneur. We will also have Kevin Eisman there to talk about the different types of businesses from a legal standpoint as far as being a sole proprietorship, LLC, that kind of thing. So in addition to that, then, we also will be doing 4 other programs coming up as of the 2nd of October. Also then running every Wednesday night for the next 4 weeks there. So that's the 2nd, the 9th, the 16th, and the 23rd. Those are specific areas. We'll be covering, again, organizational structure, all of that type of thing. The next program will be on marketing, which will include things like social media as well as general marketing. We also then have the section 4, which is on financial planning and goes over a lot of details on the different types of financial statements, what they mean, ratios, how you use them in your business plan, and why they're so important. In addition to a CD that we give you that has templates for all of the financial documents that you're going to need to start
That's
your
a
business.
Valuable session. Mary Lou is our chair, and she's got years of experience of accounting. She goes through a case study covering the balance sheet, the income statement, the statement of cash flows, projections, ratios, as you mentioned.
Right. And then the last one is one that everybody should be excited about, and that is, where do I get the money?
Where do you find it?
We sit down and go over. Tony, you take part of that program, and we talk about banking relationships, why it's important to have a good relationship with your banker, and also the different types of either traditional lending, which includes SBA, that type of thing, and then also we do non-traditional, which includes things like angel investors, crowdfunding, some of the various other styles of raising funds for your business. So it's a very, very broad program. Each one of the sessions is $25, and you can register for them by either going out to the SCORE website at foxcities.score.org, or you can go out to the BizTalk website and click on there as well. And it also says join us for chapter events and local programs. Just click the link there, and you can register that way. So we make it as easy as possible before you get to us.
Yep, and we did have a successful cash flow seminar. That was September.
That was on the 4th.
Yep. There were like 12 or 13 people there.
Right, and we had a very good speaker who did that. That was Tony Bush.
Yeah. But it was it was well attended is
absolutely,
what I was trying to say.
Yeah, it was a very good program.
And we may do that again in the first quarter of next year.
Right, we have other programs that will be coming up as single programs covering that. We were talking about a number of different things with accounting and HR, things that people are very interested in.
So. Exactly. So we invite you to keep an eye on our website at foxcities.score.org. Keep an eye on what's going on with local workshops. Listen to BizTalk every Saturday. We'll keep you informed as well. And we want to thank you for your support. We also want to thank our sponsors who help bring BizTalk to you each weekend. They include Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts and Hailing CPAs, Epiphany Law, and Randy mentioned that Kevin Eisman, who started and founded the firm, will be a presenter at the first session of our Simple Steps program on the 19th of September. Epiphany Law is a sponsor of BizTalk. We thank them for that. Tuss House is a sponsor of BizTalk. Also want to thank eBiz Results for helping Randy and I to build our website, biztalkwithscore.com, and they help maintain it for us. And a special thank you to Business News, Jerry Mader and Larry Desch. They promote our program and their periodical called The Business News. Comes out every other week for $20 a year. If you're not subscribed to it, you really should be. It'll keep you informed of what's going on in the business community in East Central Wisconsin. And we want to acknowledge Jerry Mader's support for the BizTalk program. We gave him a little bit of a recognition at our dinner earlier this month.
Right. Yeah, we had our very, very nice awards banquet, and Jerry was one of our guests of honor.
Yeah, so appreciate your help, Jerry, if you're listening. Kudos to you, and glad to work with you. We're going to take a quick break right now. We'll come back on the other side. We'll introduce Lance and Val from the Fox West Chamber. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Oh, now there's, is that Clint Eastwood music?
That's Clint Eastwood, a little fistful of dollars for you.
There you
go.
There you go.
And I think that's also kind of in preparation for the Badger game tonight out in Arizona, so it gets you into a Western mood.
Well, thanks, Vicki. That's good music. We appreciate the different varieties you give us all the time. That's wonderful. Well, our guests this morning, we're really excited about this show because the SCORE chapter has aligned itself with this new organization, Fox West Chamber. And we have Lance Schmidt, who's the president, and Val Wills is the marketing coordinator for Fox West Chamber with us this morning. Good morning, Lance. Good morning, Val.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about yourselves and tell us about the organization. What is Fox West Chamber?
Well, I have been a hairstylist in the Hortonville area for 27 years, and about 20 years ago, a group of businesses came together and wanted to form an organization that was going to support one another and just help us become more aware of the businesses that were in our community. We also, at that point, called it the Hortonville Area Chamber of Commerce because we were encompassing the Hortonville Area School District.
Sure.
Also, at the time, there was a benefit of having a reduced health care insurance rate for an organization such as that. So that was also one of the reasons why we formed our organization.
Great.
Okay. Great. And Lance?
Yeah. We, our family and I and us live out in the town of Ellington. We have a Hortonville address, and I am vice president of lending at Wolf River Community Bank. And I joined the chamber probably about 5 years ago, had gone to a couple other chamber meetings and with some different organizations, and just didn't feel the fit, and I wanted to be more local, smaller chamber, and it just seemed like a good fit for us, and kind of had the goal of Val mentioned the Hortonville Area School District, but we wanted to make sure that, because my business at the time was in Greenville, was to try to, you know, bridge the communities together and find a way to kind of have a rallying cry. And I'm a big believer on collaborating and not having individual chambers for each little town. And we'll tell you more about kind of where we've gone since that thought process.
Okay.
Lance, when you found the name is Fox West Chamber, when I first heard of that, I confused that with another chamber of commerce. Can you explain a little bit the thinking behind the name and the distinctions?
Yep, absolutely. I grew up on a dairy farm in central Wisconsin, so I'm not your marketing guru, but one of the things I learned really early in my career is if there's a brand out there that's working, it doesn't hurt to grab onto that brand. And thankfully, the Fox Cities Convention and Visitors Bureau had created the Fox West area. And we got thinking about that. We got thinking about a charter school that we have at the Hortonville Middle School called Fox West Academy. And then our YMCA out there is also Fox West YMCA. And it's like, you know, I think this just
starting
makes sense.
Now. Yeah,
exactly. So even a blind squirrel finds an acorn once in a while.
Sounds good. And how long have you had this as the Fox West Chamber? How long have you been using that name?
We changed the name last year after a strategic planning meeting. Okay. It was September of last year that we became Fox West Chamber of Commerce.
Okay. And as Fox West, what areas do you serve? Now, you know, is it just the Hortonville, Greenville area, or how broad an area do you have for your members?
Right now, we do have Grand Chute, Greenville, and Hortonville have all joined the Fox West Area Chamber. And we also have members as far out as Kaukauna, Shiocton, Dale, you know, all the surrounding areas as well.
Okay, so if you do business in your area, you're more than welcome to join.
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Are there any eligibility requirements to join the chamber?
There really aren't, and what's interesting with our area as it continues to grow is we have a lot of people that live out there that work in Appleton right. or wherever, and our motto is building business, enriching communities. So folks like to be a part of a chamber that's not just, you know, we certainly want to promote business, but we also want to make it an area for people to live and work and play, and we put a lot of focus on community activities.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Well, it's a great mission that you have. We're going to take our quick break right here. We'll come back for the next segment. We'll really get into more about what the Fox West Chamber is all about and some of the value propositions that you're bringing to the business and the community. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
A big stack of bills that get bigger each day. The county's going to haul my belongings away because I'm busted. I'm broke.
Well, you're not busted if you're coming to SCORE for help.
No, that's
right,
for sure. We want to help you avoid that problem.
Absolutely.
That's for sure.
SCORE in the Fox West Chamber will keep you healthy.
We'll keep you healthy.
Exactly right.
Okay.
Before we get into our conversation with Lance and Val, I did forget to announce a special event that's coming up on Wednesday, September 18. It's a lunch and learn at the Heart of the Valley Chamber. The topic is how to handle employee problems and stay out of court. We can join attorney Chris Snyder of Epiphany Law at the Heart of the Valley on Wednesday, September 18, from 11:30 to 1 p.m. It's a free event. It's going to be at 110 East Wisconsin Avenue in Kaukauna. Contact them at 766-1616, 766-1616. They're going to talk about legal problems companies face with respect to their workforces and how to successfully navigate those issues to stay out of the courtroom. That's worth it.
Oh, yeah.
Topics discussed will include interview tips to avoid potential discrimination claims, independent contractor versus employee, and knowing the differences, FMLA and other federal regulations, effective discipline techniques, proper termination strategies and severance agreements, and a lot more. So once again, if you're interested in learning how to manage employees and handle those things and stay out of court, we urge you to attend this workshop at 11:30 on Wednesday, September 18, at the Heart of the Valley Chamber in Kaukauna. Call them at 766-1616 to register.
Right, and remember, that's the Epiphany Law is the presenter there.
Absolutely. So. They're one of our sponsors, and they do a great job. Well, we were talking to Val and Will about the Fox West Chamber before the break. Val and Will, would you like to share with us? Lance, I'm sorry. I screwed up. Lance Schmidt and Val Wills.
I told you, 2 weeks off the air, retrain the whole crew. We just get lost out.
I won't do that again.
Okay. I sure you will. We'll wait.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about the Fox West Chamber. What was the thought process in bringing it together? You had the Hortonville Area Chamber of Commerce. What migrated to the Fox West concept?
Well, we actually hired two consultants. I kid folks that we kind of run the chamber on duct tape and baling wire, and we realized that we needed to get more serious than that. And so we hired two consultants. We did a strategic planning session in March of 2012, had about 12 members. And at that time, Val, I think we were probably 50 members at the time.
Yes.
And we just realized that, you know, things are changing. There's a bypass coming on Highway 15, and, you know, what do we need to do to be you know, looking forward versus looking back. And out of that strategic planning, a couple of key initiatives came up. One was an identification that our name was not inclusive. One was that we probably needed to hire an employee, which we have. And the other was just, you know, trying to create that area that it's not out in the sticks. You know, we're only, you know, 12 miles right from Highway 41. So that plan got going. And we actually just reviewed it at our recent board meeting, and we have actually delivered on all the deliverables, I guess. So we feel really good about that.
You mentioned, you know, how close you are. I noticed there's, you know, programs going now as far as Highway 15 to be able to get to your locations much more quickly. Do you see that as a positive effect, something that's going to be helping you?
Well, it's you know, is the glass half full or is it half empty? I mean, when communities get bypassed by the DOT, you know, the question is, well, now no one's going to be coming through the downtown. And, you know, one of the comments one of our members made is, you know, those semis that are coming through the downtown aren't going to stop and do business anyway. So, you know, it's actually created an opportunity to maybe revitalize the downtown area, maybe put in angle parking and make it easier for folks to shop at. So okay. I think there's opportunity.
There is always opportunity. There's the pros and the cons. And I know that north of Green Bay and Highway 141 going up to Crivitz, Pound, and all those little communities were bypassed, and they've survived. Mm-hmm. And there are strategies. And I think there's more opportunity to survive for Hortonville because you're so close to the Appleton market, and you've got New London on the other side.
Correct.
So with the new name and the new concept and the new vision, new mission, what values have you identified as being those values that will, you know, people will be interested in coming and joining your chamber?
Well, we focus on education, supporting community events. We have about 3 events a year that we produce as a chamber, but then we like to get behind our members if they're having any fundraisers or any other community events that are going on. Economic development, community support, recognition, networking, fun.
Just getting together and brainstorming.
Yes.
Do you have any events coming up, Val, that you'd like to mention? Are there anything coming up that's going on in the next couple of months you'd like
to
promote?
On September 21st, we have Oktoberfest, which is a community event going on in Hortonville. One of our businesses has put together. They're going to have polka bands. It's going to be German food, polka bands, different vendors.
Beer.
Yes, I'm sure there will be German beer. And then also on September 24th, we have a breakfast education with Dr. Clint Dorn, and he's doing a segment called Living the Dream.
Okay.
And what's also exciting is, you know, we have part of the whole process of the Fox West is Hortonville, the village of Hortonville joined the Fox West Convention and Visitors Bureau. So the wayfaring signs are going to come out to Hortonville. And in order to do that, they had to pass a room tax. But we don't have any hotels out there, but we have a lot of sporting events. Mm-hmm. And people come to us asking, well, where can we stay? We're happy to say that the Holiday Inn in Grand Chute joined our chamber.
Well,
and they're actually going to be hosting a social that's open to the public 5 to 7 p.m. on Thursday, September 26th.
Excellent.
As far as members that you have, you've mentioned them. Any other new members that you have that you want to put a plug in for.
That's a good point, Randy. You know, I mentioned earlier with Val that we were at about 50 members when we did the strategic planning. We are now over 150 members.
Wonderful.
And the two big ones that she kind of alluded to, but the town of Greenville joined, and the town of Grand Chute. And then with that, like I said, it's opened up a lot of possibilities, and actually the Outagamie County Airport has joined the chamber as well.
That's quite a feather in your cap. That's a good, you know, as far as with all the work that they're doing. So, great.
Now, your membership numbers have grown to like over 150. Is there a target? Do you have a plan? Keep climbing?
Keep climbing.
More air under the wings?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And when you're talking about that, are there any specific types of members that you guys look for, kind of focus in on, or, you know, how, describe your membership, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's a good point. In our charter, we are not allowed to take a political position. So we tell our members that, you know, if you want lobbying events in Madison, we're not the chamber for you.
Okay.
I would say our chamber, I mean, we do not, you can have 1,000 employees, you can have one employee. But I would say that we tend to skew towards the mom and pop, the new business startups,
okay,
and some folks are in home businesses, et cetera. And that's really what kind of led us to have some conversations with you folks at SCORE, because
right,
me being a banker, you know, mm-hmm, I need to approve loans, and it's important that they get the proper coaching going into that.
Right. It sounds like we have the same target audience that we're looking at, because, again, yeah, we work as SCORE with those startups and helping
right,
them do what you guys need help with. So, yeah, it makes for a very good partnership with you.
If you'd like to call in with a question, I give you the phone number. It's 281-1150. In Appleton, 281-1150. If you're outside the Appleton area, 866-887-1150. We invite you to call in and ask Val or Lance a question about the chamber. Tell us, Lance or Val, your contact information. Where can people go to learn more about the Fox West Chamber?
You can find us at foxwestchamber.com.
Okay.
My email address is val@foxwestchamber.com.
Okay.
Also, the chamber phone number is 419-2885.
Okay. And we talked a little bit about eligibility for membership. If you'd like to just address that again, and then what are the fees of membership? What are the costs of membership?
Well, that's a good point, is that we want to make sure that we are providing a good value for the return. And actually, our fees are $120 a year or $10 a month. And with that, you obviously get on our website with your hyperlink. You get in our directory, email blast, monthly meetings. I mean, we feel that our value proposition is pretty decent for the investment.
That's a pretty reasonable fee,
mm-hmm,
$10 a month. And it's not, is it scaled to the size of the company or the number of employees that there are in the company?
That's where we talked about that, and that's where we probably are different than some chambers is, again, if you have one employee or 1,000 employees, it's $120 a year.
Excellent.
Very reasonable concept. Okay. One of the other areas you were mentioning is economic development. Again, with everything going on out on the west side of the valley here, what are you working with, or what ideas are you guys promoting in that area?
Well, what we tried to do is get all the municipalities talking. And at our monthly meetings, we typically have a representative from the Village of Hortonville, the Town of Greenville, and the Town of Grand Chute. So it's just neat to see, you know, the I don't want to say elected officials, most of them are administrators, but, you know, that they're talking. The other thing is some of the events that are going on here in the Valley for economic development, we actually drafted our first letter of support mm-hmm, to the county board.
Okay.
And up to that point in time, nobody really knew who we were. And that maybe that's by design. I being in sales, I always felt that the spouting whale gets harpooned. And I think now we are obviously on the radar, and people are talking to us. And again, I mentioned earlier about the collaboration part. We have had some great conversations with the Fox Cities Chamber of Commerce and also the Heart of the Valley Chamber of Commerce. So we look at that as a true partnership to collaborate.
Right. And when you say you have over 150 members right now, that is a pretty good constituency for the various political organizations, too. So it's should give you some strength in that area.
Yeah, and to that point, we have had elected officials, state representatives, state senators attend our meetings and create a forum for discussion. So mm-hmm, we embrace that.
Great.
With all those members coming to join the Fox West and growing, they obviously see some value. And we were talking a little bit before the show, Val, about value and perceptions, what you get out of it, what you put into it. And you had some really good comments about that. You want to share some of those thoughts about getting involved?
Sure. I feel that with any organization that you're going to be involved in, that's the key word, to be involved. If you're just going to send in your money and expect something back in return, it's unlikely you're going to see a lot of value. Mm-hmm. If you're going to be involved and become part of some of the events or become one of the educators at our breakfast education session or just attending the monthly meetings, we rotate those presently between Greenville and Hortonville, and we spend the first portion of our meeting just simply networking, where everyone has the opportunity to introduce themselves and tell a little bit about their business. Mm-hmm. But it's showing up. It's people getting to know you and developing that personal relationship with other businesses in the area.
And it's a great opportunity in any organization. If you participate, you get to network, rub shoulders with other people, and it's good for your business.
Yes.
Other people know you're out there. It's public relations, and it's mm-hmm. you're delivering, and other people will come and say, well, can you do something for my business?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's just a never-ending thing. We see it at the Chamber all the time.
Right, yeah, and that's some of the things, too, with the SCORE programs that we have. The people who attend get that same benefit of meeting other people with the same kinds of ideas, trying to promote themselves and other people. That kind of cooperation is invaluable.
You know, Randy, and you mentioned economic development, and our mission statement is building business, enriching community. So to look at the enriching community part, our biggest event that we promote is Chocolate Fest. Next year, mark your calendars. It's May 31st, 2014. I know that seems like a long ways away, but never too early to start planning for chocolate. It is our biggest event. It is a free event. It's one of the only events in the Fox Valley where you can bring your kids, and there's no admission fee. There's no parking. There's fireworks. Vandewall Candies is one of our major sponsors. Uh-huh. It is a great event. It's the fifth year we had it this last year, so it's really grown.
And where is that held?
It is held at Commercial Club Park, which is a beautiful park in the village of Hortonville. It's towering white pine trees. If you are heading west on State Highway 15 and turn by St. Peter and Paul's Church, which is County Highway M,
yes.
probably about half a mile. I'm a farmer, so I talk in miles, not blocks. About a half a mile to the north on the left-hand side.
Okay, very beautiful park. Yeah, very
That'd
you know,
be
wonderful
about
area.
2 acres, right?
several rods.
Yeah, is that the athletic field?
The athletic field is behind it, and then Grandview Golf Course is behind it.
Okay,
so in that
all
area.
Nestled back in there.
Correct.
Okay. Just smell for the chocolate, right?
Yeah.
Just watch.
Who could pass on that?
Yeah.
You did mention your meetings, and I just want to suggest, where are they? And if I'm interested in becoming involved in your organization, what do I have to do to attend one of those?
The meetings are the first Thursday of every month, and on one the upcoming meeting is going to be held in Hortonville.
Correct.
On October,
I think it's October 3rd. I don't have my calendar in front of me. But to keep it simple, the even months are in Hortonville at Community Hall on the lower level. Hortonville is in the process of building a new municipal center. So starting in the summer of 2014, we'll actually be at their municipal center. And then the odd months, we meet in Greenville at the Greenville Town Hall.
Ah, okay.
Was that October 3rd?
October 3rd.
That's a Thursday.
At noon.
At noon. Mm-hmm. High noon on Thursday, October
yes.
3rd.
Yes.
do we need to make a reservation with you, give you a call, or stop in? What's your usual procedure?
We welcome folks just to stop in. When folks have questions, we say, hey, come check us out. We're not going to charge you. You know, rub shoulders, see how it is. One of the things that came out of our strategic planning, though, is we had been offering lunch in the past, and the folks told us that they would rather us make it a little bit better lunch. So our members typically will cater in lunch, and you can get it for $5. And I challenge anybody to try to find lunch for $5 anymore.
That's a good deal.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
That sounds like a really good coming together of resources in Hortonville and Greenville. And are you seeing any results already in terms of job creation or new businesses moving into the area?
Well, we just had a ribbon cutting open house actually yesterday at SCP Products in Hortonville. They added 8,000 square 8,000 or yeah Yeah, it was bigger than that, but they make pallets.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
And we had some local dignitaries and chamber members there, and they will be adding some jobs. So it's nice to see that that the things in the economy are turning around.
Now, one of the things that Hortonville has is that large manufacturing facility across from Charlie's Drive-In. How is that coming together? Is that being utilized?
You know, that's a good question, Tony. That's the old Hortonville Toy Factory for mm-hmm. those of you that have
didn't
been
they used to
for
make nails there too, or is that some other place?
No,
that
Tony,
was a
I think
place.
You're I
a
think you're okay. dating yourself there, Tony.
Okay.
But yes, there. So to that point, there is commercial space available for folks that are looking to grow and expand their business. And mm-hmm. Again, one of the things that our local governments try to do is keep a listing of space that is available, so when they do get calls or we get things at our website, we can pass that on. There's a vacant building, an old doctor's office that was an American Family office, and actually there was an offer put in on that recently. So we're seeing some movements in that, and that's really good.
Yep. We're going to take our last break right now. We'll come back on the other side of the break for the final segment. You're listening to Biz Talk and the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
If you got the money, honey, I've got the time. We'll go honky-tonking and we'll have a time.
We're on our way to Hortonville and
all
have
right.
a good time.
Oh, you betcha.
After talking to Val and Lance this morning and hearing about the Fox West Chamber, there's a lot of exciting stuff going on out there. What's happening out there in terms of new business?
Well, we currently, as of this past Monday, the 9th, the Loose Wheel Supper Club has opened. That is in the location of the former Horton Inn.
Okay.
And then also the Mann family that owns Charlie's Drive-In has purchased a building downtown, and they'll be renovating that and doing something. I'm not real sure exactly what their plan is, but I know it'll be good.
Okay. You mentioned there was an expansion at
SCP.
SCP.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
yes.
going to result in some jobs.
Yes.
So
and,
things are growing.
Yeah. Donaldson's Gourmet and Gifts opened up this past January. That's another newer addition to the community.
Excellent.
Okay. And the Loose Wheel, you said, is going to have excellent food.
Yes.
A new chef.
Yes, they have a new chef that was working in the Valley prior for, I think, about 20 to 30 years. He has experience in the Valley.
Wonderful. So
that's going to be great. And it's really setting Hortonville up, as you were mentioning earlier on, Lance, about when the bypass takes place. You're positioning the community now to basically survive and thrive.
Correct. And the other thing that's really exciting is we passed a referendum last year. We're actually building our third elementary school. And that's going to be actually in the town of Greenville, but it's right on the county line, or town line with Ellington. It's going to be on kind of the corner of State Highway 76 and Double J. And, when you build schools, people move in.
Mm-hmm.
And we did have some overcrowding, and that's certainly going to alleviate that. So for folks that have young families, and I think our area skews a lot to young families, it's a great, great way. And that's another spot we think our chamber fits is we used to have a welcome wagon program, and that kind of has fallen by the wayside. But what has replaced it is our website is so interactive that if you're a new resident or even an existing resident and you're looking for a place to go for business, you can get that there. We also very much promote buy local.
Okay.
We will always be a bedroom community of Appleton, but there are a lot of businesses there that folks can do business with to keep the tax dollars in the local community.
Tell us again, Lance or Val, what is your website? How do people get a hold of the Fox West Chamber and learn about what's going on in Hortonville?
Yeah, I would www.foxwestchamber.com.
Okay. And you have a phone number? It was
419-2885.
Yep. So if anyone listening in the audience this morning would like to consider joining the chamber, they're eligible to do so. It's $120 a year, and it sounds like there's a great deal of return to them. And if they get involved in it, there's going to be some great value.
And actually, being the salesperson I am, in September and October, we have a membership drive. Your dues will actually be prorated. So if you join the chamber here in September, For $40, you'll have the full membership and then just get a renewal next year.
Wonderful. So you go work off the calendar year, is it?
Correct.
Yeah.
It's January 1 through December 31st.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, we attended, members of SCORE attended one of the meetings for the Chamber Group, and it's an outstanding group. They're a lot of fun, and they take their city and their whole business concept very seriously and do an excellent job.
I know at SCORE we're very, very happy to be building this relationship with Fox West Chamber. But it's our custom now at this time of the show when we hear this music. What is your biz tip? Would you like to share a little pearl of wisdom? You each can offer one.
I'm going to be quick. My quote is, it's your attitude, not your aptitude, that determines your altitude. And in closing, we want to just say real quick, a big message to all the folks that were affected by the tornado, and it was just great to see all the members of our community come together to rebuild from that.
Good
Wonderful.
Point.
Val?
I would just say to get out there and get involved and have fun in your community.
Wonderful. Okay.
Hortonville is a great community. There aren't many places left in our country where you can walk from your home to the Dairy Queen and send the kids to church, and you don't have much to worry about because everybody knows everybody. And
right.
Like when you and I were growing up, Randy, we'd run around our neighborhoods.
Yeah.
All the moms knew us. We couldn't do anything wrong.
Well, we could, but we didn't get away with it.
Yeah, Mom would find out about it.
So anyway, but no, it's a fantastic thing to be able to bring the three communities that you're talking about with Hortonville, Greenville, and Grand Chute together and really working towards the positive goals. Great work that you're doing, and I know the partnership that SCORE has with you right now is going to be very productive, and we're looking very forward to working with you on it.
Yep. We wish you the very best.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for being our guest this morning on the show. Well, that's our program this morning. We'll talk to you next week. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.